Welcome back, Creamers. It's the year 2025, the year of our Lord. I'm Hot Joe, and I'm joined with my co-host, Sammy Daddy.
I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
And we're going to talk to Turkey, like Ted Turner, about some professional wrestling.
And that was good because they're timeless, you know. Bugs Bunny's still good even without a cell phone.
We're going to give you our final match counts of 2024. We're going to finish an unfinished storyline in Brood But Not Poured. And we're going to give you our current match count for 2025, the year of our Lord. All that on this episode of Room for Cream. Hey, let me say it.
Say what?
Hey, let me say Room for Cream.
Oh, is that the name of the... We changed it.
We did?
Yeah, we changed the name of the show.
Whoa.
It's not Room for Cream. It's Wrestle...
Welcome back, Creamers. Welcome back. Welcome back, Creamers.
Creamers.
Yeah. We don't have to change that button.
No, we don't.
Which is nice.
So, Creamies.
That one gets me. I don't know why.
2024, the year of our Lord, is over.
Yeah. Long gone.
It's gone. It's been like 3 weeks since I've talked to you. Or something.
About almost a month.
So we have to give our final match counts of 2024, the year of our Lord. And what better way to do it than to say it at the same time?
You want to do it at the same time?
Yeah.
All right. All right. On three, or is it like right after three? Like one, two, three, go?
I was thinking do one, two, three, go.
All right. I'll follow your lead.
Okay.
At the same time.
One, a two. One, two, three, go.
801.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
You know what? You earned it, kiddo.
Hey, I watched a lot of wrestling.
Yeah, 801 matches. What was your 801st match?
My 801st match. The last match I watched
of the year
2024, the year of our Lord.
Yeah.
Was important.
Nice.
Groundbreaking.
No shit.
Yeah.
That was it? That is
that
cool.
That was that match. I don't remember. Whatever the main event of Raw was before they went to Netflix.
Oh, cool.
I'm not going to look it up. But that was probably the last show.
I did not watch Wrestle... Or what is it?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. I did not watch World's End.
Yeah.
The PPV from AW. But I did watch one match from it on YouTube.
What match?
And that was my 800th match.
What was it?
Osprey versus Kazuchika Okada.
And you loved it.
It was your favorite
match that you watched that day.
No doubt about it. I did watch a couple other matches that day, too.
Yeah, but that was your favorite one.
A couple Pro Wrestling Noah matches from 2005.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah. Mitsuhara Misawa match was on there.
Of course.
Kenta won the junior heavyweight title.
Yes. Who can forget?
Good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was in my...
You just remember that it was in 2005. You don't even know the show.
That was in my 2005 count.
It was called... What's it called? Like Destruction?
I don't know.
I have the DVD, the Blu-ray over there.
Oh, the Blu-ray.
Yeah, I got it on Blu-ray.
High definition version.
Yeah.
That's cool.
No, it's weird. So there's like these commercials on there.
Really? Like
yeah.
In between matches?
Yeah. Because really? It's like someone recorded it on their VHS tape back then.
Cool.
And then, so it's kind of like tape trading in a way.
I want to start recording stuff on VHS tapes.
It's cool.
But like stuff now.
Yeah, yeah.
To give it that. I'm not going to spoil anything. We might be using a VCR in the near future on the show. Just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
But having...
Fairly soon.
To pull that VCR out and put VHS tapes in there. I bought some VHS tapes from a guy on Facebook. Did I tell you this?
No.
I think there's like 15. And it's just stuff his dad recorded from like the... early to mid 2000s.
That's cool.
Well, so I've only checked out one, because if you're not familiar, you record like couple hours, four, mm-hmm. five, 6 hours on one of those tapes. Yeah. So I've watched like one in an hour. Or fast forwarded a little bit, and I put it in to see what it was, and it was all from 9/13/2001.
Oh, God. So a lot of news.
A lot of news.
Yeah.
About
a certain tragedy.
When Limp Bizkit recorded the, got recognized for recording a Roland video.
Wow. Good job, Limp Bizkit.
Nice job, boys.
We miss you. We salute you.
They're around. But yeah, so a lot of that, and then like Access Hollywood.
Okay.
Which was on, I'm guessing, late.
That seems like it could be interesting, from since it's so old.
It was kind of fun.
Yeah.
And no other one I watched, it was like PBS. And it was like a concert. That's like cool. A blues concert, which wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
And then right after, it seemed like a really bad movie. So I stopped it because I actually want to watch the movie.
Right on. No, like I remember when my grandma died, we that was one of the things that we got for some reason. Was all her old VHS tapes, just stuff she recorded off TV and stuff like that. So you'd be like, oh, cool. Home Alone 2 with a bunch of commercials.
With commercials.
Yeah.
But the commercials are...
Yeah. Back then, when it was like a couple years old, it wasn't so cool.
No, it's cool.
But now it's like, the commercials, dang, man.
Yeah.
Like, so when I was watching this fucking Pro Wrestling Noah show, there was a commercial for... And I could not figure out what is the product.
Okay.
Like, I don't know what was being sold in this commercial.
Mm.
So, like, you know those, I think they're called elephant beetles? This is the beetle I'm talking about. You've seen those before.
Like it's like the beetle, I think it's the beetle from A Bug's Life.
You know what? I just thought, kind of got that in my head, too.
I think that, I don't know what it is, though.
So, this commercial, okay, there's, like, a log on the ground outside, and that beetle walks across, and then, like, a bunch of kids come over, and they pick up the beetle, and they're looking at him, and hand it to the other kid who's looking at the beetle, and then... They just kind of follow this beetle around, and that's the commercial. What was the product?
Where is this filmed from?
Japan.
So the Japanese commercial?
Yes.
Huh.
And I could not... And it's in Japanese, so I don't know what they're saying.
It's just about going outside, man.
Do you think they have commercials like that?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't... Don't they have, like... I don't know, a different culture than us and stuff. Yeah, maybe they have, like, cool commercials like that. I mean, you know. I don't know, but I was like, this is a strange commercial, but I'm in love with it.
I got to see it. I'd have to see it.
Yeah, I'll show it to you.
Well, let's not go that far, but...
That's the only way you could see it.
Oh. No, I'll just look up the dung beetle commercials on the internet. All right, I'll watch it.
Well, they're not dung beetles.
Well, whatever it is. It's the blue beetle from Bug's Life.
Like, isn't he stupid? Yes. Yeah, he is blue in that movie. Yeah.
Doesn't he have
the main guy is blue in Bug's Life. I don't know. Creamers, if you know what this beetle is, even though you have no idea from, you didn't see a picture, we'll edit the picture in.
Beetle from A Bug's Life.
If you know the beetle from A Bug's Life.
Oh, I'm a little beetle. Doesn't he talk like that?
Yeah, you know, I think he does.
What is that? Dutch?
Yeah, that was Dutch.
Oh, I'm a little beetle. What am I? What kind of beetle am I? Oh, I'm going to go do bug stuff because this is my
life. I'm a little beetle. Oh, nailing it. Oh, Flick, we have to... Which... What's the bad guy in Bug's Life?
Hopper?
No, that's Ants.
It is not.
Which one's Ants?
I don't remember, but Hopper is deaf.
I thought the crickets show up in Ants.
Let me Google it.
Aren't they crickets? Aggressive. I'm a little beetle. It's a day in my life, a bug's life, a day in a bug's life.
Hopper. Yeah.
What is Hopper? That's Bug's Life?
Yeah.
What's Ants? With a Z? Woody Allen?
I like Ants better.
You like Ants better?
Yeah. General Mandible.
That's the bad guy?
Yeah.
Gene Hackman, that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
We're back.
Yeah, we are. Anyways, so now that we went on that tangent...
Yeah, I don't even know what happened.
Do you want to do Brewed But Not Bored?
Yeah, if you want to. Am I still? Oh, I thought it was...
I did on accident because I hit the wrong button.
I didn't know if I just heard it. Yeah, we can do that.
All right. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, mine's not as good as yours.
You don't even know what mine is?
I don't think mine's as fleshed out. I just know. I have a feeling.
All right, well, let's tell the creamers at home what exactly today's is. Maybe we give them a reminder about the show. Maybe we give them a reminder about the show, those creamers. So, brewed but not poured.
Yep.
Why don't you tell them what it is?
It's our way of giving back.
Yes.
Without actually doing anything.
That's not
true. Of importance.
We do something.
Of importance.
I would call it important. It's important work. We're righting the wrongs of professional wrestling.
So it's all, we're trying to answer the what ifs, or what could have been, I guess I should say, of there's a lot of storylines in the annals of professional wrestling that just disappeared or weren't finished or dropped or whatever.
Abandoned.
Yeah, that's a way better word. So we want to put our little Wrestle Cream spin on some of these finales. We've done, what have we done, two or three so far?
Two.
We did the White Hummer.
Yes, and Vince McMahon.
From WCW, and the first one was Vince McMahon getting blown up in the limo. This one, joining the brood but not poured anals, will be
Booker T. Anals. Sorry.
Booker T. No, you're fine. Booker T. in October of 2003, I believe.
That sounds about right. I know it was definitely 2003.
Look it up. He was hanging out backstage reading WWE Unscripted.
Attaboy.
That book.
Yeah.
I don't really, is it just like backstage pictures when it wasn't readily available all over the internet at the time?
Yeah, I don't know.
It was something like that. I might have it somewhere.
Do you?
I think so. Because it was like crazy at the time. Like, what? Yeah. They're showing pictures?
Look at Brock Lesnar's butthole.
He's reading before his match against Chris Jericho.
Okay. Yeah. And Heidenreich was back there.
And Heidenreich was there. And they talked about how they were going to buy the book as gifts for their sons or family members.
Nice.
And there was a at the door. That was a knock.
Right on.
And Heidenreich said, I'll go get it. And he comes back.
Like him.
He says, hey, nobody was there. But they left this envelope and it says Booker T really big on it here. So Booker T opens up the envelope and it just says in really big letters, I still remember. Right? Is that the right thing?
Yep. I still remember.
And Booker T gets mad at Heidenreich and says, why are you messing with me? All that kind of stuff. And then that was it.
Yeah.
That was the end of it. I think that
it was never
referenced.
It
was never followed up.
The theory is that it's got something to do with Gold Dust.
So I believe from everything I saw was that it was going to be Booker T and Gold Dust were a popular tag team. Mm-hmm. Not right before that, but a couple years before that.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Did they win the belts?
I feel like
they won championships.
I remember them being tag team champions.
But they were very funny.
Raw, yeah.
It was the Odd Couple team that ended up becoming very good friends, and the way they played off each other.
And then,
because
Goldust got like electrocuted, and then he had like a stutter from
crazy.
Then on. Yeah.
Yeah, or crazier.
Yeah.
And he would say wild things, and Booker T would.
It was a good. It was very funny.
It was kind of like Men in Black, like Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith. One of them's crazy. One of them's the straight guy.
Right.
And they
Tommy Lee
perfect.
Jones is always stuttering and saying,
no,
Billy.
The other way.
Oh, yeah. Will Smith's
always
saying
the crazy one.
He's always saying,
he's a welcome to
Billy.
Earth.
Billy. Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Which one?
The only movie we're talking
about. Quoting or the
one
that is. But yeah, so I guess it was supposed to be Goldust, but then he got released like right after.
Okay.
Or something like that. Or a month or so after. I don't know.
But the point is,
they made it seem like Goldust was going to. Still, I don't know what Goldust was going to still remember, actually, but just, I don't know that they were a team and then they weren't. He turned his, maybe Booker T said, I'll always be there for you, and then he wasn't.
Typical
but book. I have a theory of what I think was going to happen.
Let's hear it.
You ready?
Oh, you bet I am.
I think that the next couple weeks, Booker T would get more, maybe a note hanging in his locker. Maybe he's under his windshield on his car. I still remember, haven't forgot. Those kind of, same kind of deal. And then it'd finally get to a point where he got real paranoid. He'd be looking around. He'd march down to the ring and say, what the hell is going on? Why is everybody messing with me? What's going on? Who is this? And it's Ahmed Johnson.
What?
Yeah. You remember Ahmed?
Of course.
You remember when he was in WCW?
No.
No?
No.
Well, there's a little story. This is real. When Stevie Ray, Booker T's brother, mm-hmm. and Booker T feuded, you know any of this?
Yeah. I'm familiar.
You know who they are, at least.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Stevie said Booker forgot where he came from, wasn't cool with the homies.
You know what?
So he went back to where they came from, and he talked about their tough upbringing, and he went to the neighborhood they grew up in and said, Booker, don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of feuding, and that brings in Ahmed Johnson as Big T.
Really? I thought that was his name. Oh, yeah.
Now you're with me?
And he wasn't, they took his last name. Did you tell me about this?
Then they get a lawyer, probably.
Okay.
So they get a lawyer. Oh, God, I can't remember who he was. He was in WWE before that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they get a lawyer, and at first they go, hey, you can't use that music, Booker T. That's Harlem Heat Inc.'s music or whatever.
Yes.
So they take Booker's music. Then they go, actually, Harlem Heat owns the letter T. And that's why we got Big T. Was it Big T? I'm pretty sure it was Big T, and you can't be Booker T. So Big T, Ahmed Johnson, and Booker T had a match for the letter T.
Yeah.
And whatever happens, happens. Booker loses, and that's why I'm calling him Booker, because he lost the right to the letter T.
Right on.
And it's similar, typical fashion of WCW at the time. I think he turned into G.I. Bro, and then went back to being Booker T.
Yes,
and
it was all I've heard of that. Okay.
So... then it was all gone, and Ahmed Johnson wasn't there long, and Stevie Ray and all that crap.
Wow.
But guess what?
What?
Ahmed Johnson didn't forget.
Oh, my God.
And when he goes to WWF, or WWE at the time, whichever one it was, he goes by Booker T. Ahmed didn't forget. You're not allowed to use that T. So he's back to collect.
Dang, dude.
And he says, my name's Ahmed Johnson. I'm not even Big T anymore, but you're not Booker T. You're just Booker. Yeah. Then this leads, so he just keeps, Booker T says, I'm not even dealing with this. So Ahmed Johnson just keeps, just always just standing there. And he puts his arms out like a T just to remind him, hey, you can't, hey, stop it. Lowercase T, time to leave.
You know what I
mean?
Okay.
And, okay. And this leads to a best of 21 series.
Jesus Christ.
Between Ahmed and Booker T.
That's quite a long series.
For the rights to every letter in the alphabet except vowels.
That is an odd story.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
But that's what they do. So they split the series. But then the last match is for T. So 10 wins, 10 wins. That's 20 matches right there.
Right.
S over there, B over there.
Dang.
They both can have use of vowels, though.
Right. That's fair.
But then the last match, match 21. Yep. Is for the letter T. Booker wins it. So he can... yeah. So he can still be Booker T. And Ahmed Johnson, who retired in real life in 2003, now retires in 2004.
Wow.
That, and that's...
that's a pretty cool storyline.
That's it.
That's a good... I
wanted to work the alphabet.
I like it.
That feud was sponsored by Sesame Street.
No. And
this week's match is brought to you by the letter H.
And this match was only made possible from viewers like you.
Yeah, PBS had over there.
Yeah. Oh, you saw it?
Yeah, of course. I love PBS.
It's a cool hat. I got a lot of compliments, mostly from kids. Like my nephews and nieces.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, where?
At the playground? Like, they were like, well, you have a PBS Kids hat. I'm like, well, there's more than just PBS Kids.
When I'm hanging out at the playground, the kids love it.
I'm like, kids, look at my cool hat.
The dog park.
Come over here.
Sorry.
You go ahead.
I got more hats in my car.
Jesus Christ.
That's not me. I have a news hat.
Right on. Kids don't like the news.
Not 19.
No, they hate it.
Cleveland 19.
Well, it is 19 Action News.
No, they're not. I don't think they're Action News no more. Wow. I think they're Cleveland 19 News.
Wow. They're Drama News.
We had it on. I know you're about to do your story, but we had it on last night because the winter weather advisory. Mm-hmm. And it's busy. Like three quarters of the screen is like the news. They were doing the weather. Then on the right side, there's three stacked boxes. of just a, like a webcam is what I call it, but like a live cam of like a place downtown and a place in Newfoundland. Like, and then the bottom is like a weather ticker. Then there was another ticker of news.
Really?
It was too busy.
That is very busy.
I still don't know what happened.
I have, I don't know. I just remember in journalism class back in the day, they would say, like, oh, 19 Action News is the worst news station in Cleveland.
Oh, I loved it.
I know. It was the one, I was like, well, that's the only one that's interesting.
You want a little something?
Yeah.
19 Action News? Chris Van Vliet got his start there.
No shit.
You know that?
No.
He used to do The Buzz.
No way.
Like the, what do you call it? Like the movies and music, entertainment, I guess you could just say. Like the entertainment section, he used to do The Buzz because that's what he used to, he's always been interviewing like big celebrities. Yeah, yeah. Now, obviously, he's more wrestling centric, but he still will do a big.
Yeah, and I see him interview like.
But he, I think, and I might be off, but I think his one of his first wrestling interviews was, I want to say Bobby Lashley here in Cleveland when they were in Cleveland. But yeah, CVV.
Wow.
I know he's Canadian, but I think he got his start or his, I won't say first big break, but one of his big breaks here. Because then I think he did some stuff locally.
Yeah.
With
he did.
PWO. Or Prime or whatever.
Yeah, I think it was Prime.
But he did some stuff with them.
Yeah.
I heard he had a good Rock Bottom.
Really? Huh.
That's what I've heard. Well, there you go.
Chris Van Vliet.
One of you.
Probably like the second best, you know, wrestling content creator that got his start here in Cleveland after our show.
Probably. He's doing all right.
He's doing all right. He'll get there. I think if he keeps his head up and... You know, he'll get
keep his head up, his nose clean.
Yeah, he definitely needs to do that.
And that's all I got.
All right, my brood but not bored.
Let's hear it.
All right, Booker T trembled as he read the notes.
This is
simply
a story.
Simply stating, I still remember. Panicked, Booker grabs his bags and begins to storm out of the arena in fear. As he inched closer to the parking lot, he bumped shoulders with a new wrestler we've never seen before. Wearing a leather vest over a hoodie and jeans, the man's face is not visible as his hood is up and his long hair covers his face.
Hmm.
Booker says, now who are you? The man simply replies, I am L. Jr. Can you dig that?
What?
That's right. Then Booker keeps walking and finally exits the arena. The following week on Raw, the commentary team tells us that Booker T is not in the arena. He called off work because of his crippling fear after receiving that note. Al Jr. makes his debut and impresses everyone with his athletic ability and violent and aggressive in-ring style. After the match, JR gets in the ring to interview him. Actually, I wrote you interview him, but I meant to interview him.
I interview him?
Well, I don't know what I was... I wrote the word you, Y-O-U.
Al Jr.
I was at work.
It happens.
He points to the sky and proclaims this match was for my old man. Booker eventually returns. But he just seems like a different person. He isn't the happy-go-lucky, entertaining Booker T we know and love. At this point, L. Jr. has built himself quite an undefeated streak. He even earned himself a title shot at Royal Rumble, where he was crowned the new World Heavyweight Champion.
At the Royal Rumble?
Yes. After his win, the Royal Rumble match itself begins to take place. Booker T entered at number 11, which, by the way, is true. I had him in like 25, and then I was like, whoa, what was he in the Royal Rumble?
The 2004 Royal Rumble?
Yeah. Do you know who won that one?
2004 was Batista.
Chris Benoit.
Oh, and he was number one?
In real life, but in my storyline, yes. But in my storyline, he does not win.
No, what happens?
We're down to the final three. Big Show, Chris Benoit, and Booker T. Book gets tossed over the top rope, but right before his feet hit the ground, he's caught by a mysterious man in a mask.
You got me there. I thought, what the fuck, he eliminates him? All right.
The man tosses him back in and gets in the ring himself, attacking Benoit and the Big Show.
Okay.
Booker gets back to his feet and knocks the mystery man out. He then eliminates Benoit and Big Show to win the Royal Rumble.
Nice.
A dream come true for Booker T.
Oh, yeah.
He pulls off the man's mask to reveal the world champion, L. Jr., was behind this. Confused, Booker leaves the ring and the arena. The next night on Raw, Booker says at WrestleMania 20, he wants a title shot against L. Jr. for the World Heavyweight Championship. L. Jr. tells Booker T he just won't even show up for the match. He says he doesn't care if he forfeits the title. He won't face Booker T unless Booker T puts his career on the line.
This is intense.
Booker T says no. So L. Jr. beats the living shit out of him And then again, points to the sky. He grabs the mic and says, he's not joking. He says, if Booker T doesn't put his career on the line, Al Jr. is going to kill Booker T's family.
Wow. This guy's intense.
He's no good.
Wow. I thought he was a good guy, but he's a bad guy.
Booker T agrees to the stipulation.
Fair.
At the main event of WrestleMania 20, Booker T enters the ring ready for the fight of his life. Al Jr. makes his grand entrance, driving a hearse to the ring. He gets out wearing the world title around his leather vest. He turns around and shows the back of his vest, showing the words Rogues, with a Grim Reaper-type character on it. Booker T gasps like he just saw a ghost. Al Jr. grabs a mic before the match begins and says, that's right, Booker. My name is Luther Jr. My father was Luther, the leader of the Rogues gang in New York, and you drugged him and forced him to kill Cyrus so you could be the new leader of the Gramercy Riffs. Do you know what this is from?
No.
It's from the Warriors.
Oh.
The Riffs killed my father in retaliation. I've been dreaming my entire life of this moment. I'm going to take away your legacy like you took away my father, and then I'm still going to kill your fucking family.
What?
The bell rings.
So is L... What's his name?
His name Luther. Is Luther
Jr. Is Luther the...
Yes, Luther's the... Yeah, Warriors guy. Yeah.
Warriors.
Yes, he's that guy.
Okay.
He framed the Warriors, but Booker T framed
him. No, I get it now because they shot the dig it guy. Yeah. Can you dig it? It wasn't a Booker T reference. It was a Warriors reference.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. There's a lot of... Yeah. My story's about the fucking alphabet. And you have twists and turns.
Luther beats the ever-living shit out of Booker T, who appears to not even be trying to get any offense in. But you can hear him say several times that he did not do it. He says, I wasn't even in New York when that happened. I'm from Texas. And he doesn't even know any of the people Luther Jr. is talking about. Luther continues to pummel Booker T. Booker can only take so much, and he finally strikes back. Luther looks pissed, and he charges Booker T. Booker T kicks him in the stomach, and he hits the scissors kick.
All right.
Luther gets up and is dazed. Booker hits the bookend and pins Luther Jr. 1, 2, 3. Booker nice. Immediately grabs Luther by the head and says, son, I know you're angry. Luther looks devastated, but he also seems to have snapped out of his rage. He looks at Booker in the eyes and seems to believe the new world champion. Booker says, your father was a low-life piece of shit, and I'm glad he died.
Whoa.
Luther looks shocked. And Booker T snaps his neck, killing him in the middle of the ring.
He killed Luther?
Fireworks go off. Booker T is the new world champion.
A murderer.
WrestleMania 20.
Wow. So you kind of kept some real life stuff. That like WrestleMania 20 ends with a murderer in the middle of the ring.
And, I didn't think of that. No. I thought of like Chris Benoit comes out to celebrate the
with
murder.
Booker?
Yeah.
To celebrate the murder?
Yeah. But yeah, so Booker T.
Wow.
That's all.
That was a ride. Like, we're taking the ChatGPT helped us with the white Hummer, or with both.
Yeah, we mixed them together.
We did ChatGPT.
We should probably do again.
Yeah, probably.
I read it last time, so now you have to do it.
I read it last time.
Are you sure?
Yeah, the Carmen Electra one.
Oh, that's right.
But I'll do
it. You're right. You did do it last time.
How do you phrase this?
Okay, we have to mix our stories together.
Can you please create a finish? Can you please create a
storyline? Oh, yeah, just a 400-word story.
Oh, I have to say that.
400. Hold on, let's see. How are we going to mix our stories together?
I have that part.
Oh.
I just need the beginning part.
Okay.
Can you please create a 400-word story finishing the unfinished? I don't know if that's redundant, but I put it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Finishing the unfinished. I feel like I really have to spell it out. So I'm saying professional wrestling storyline of I still remember with Booker T.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully
that Booker T.
Good.
That involves elements of the cult classic movie The Warriors,
mm-hmm.
and the alphabet.
Ooh.
And I don't know if you paid attention, but the first thing I said is, can you please?
Oh, yeah, that's right, because you're very nice to ChatGPT.
Why wouldn't I be?
Well, you shouldn't be mean to ChatGPT, but I don't think if you didn't say please, it would really matter.
I think this is going to suck.
No way. It's going to be better than both of our stories. A robot wrote it.
It's. I feel like this is more than 400 words.
Really?
All right, you ready?
Yes, I am.
I Still Remember.
Oh, you can
properly titled.
Yeah.
Not. There's no chapters. Remember, we got chapters in the last one.
Oh, that's right.
Let me take a drink.
Delicious.
Booker T stood in the ring, his face a mask of intensity.
Ooh.
I still remember, he growled, gripping the mic. The cryptic phrase had haunted him for weeks, ever since an anonymous message arrived at the arena, typed on a yellowed sheet of paper with only three words. I still remember.
It's kind of weird that it made it yellow.
Yeah, why would it change that aspect of it?
Right.
It was like
and it's tight.
White. Yeah, I thought that, yeah.
All right.
The letter ended with a symbol, an interlocking A and B, like something out of a strange underground group.
Mm.
Which is untrue, but that's fine. Backstage, Booker confided in his old rival and sometimes ally, Goldust.
It's interesting that it put Goldust in the story.
This ain't no ordinary beef, dog. This goes way back.
This is Goldust talking.
No, sorry. That was Booker.
Okay.
Goldust, ever the eccentric, painted his face with a fresh coat of gold as he mused. I can't. How did he do it? He did his voice weird back then, remember? I can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm not doing a voice. Have you considered the alphabet, Booker? It starts with A and B, but it ends with Z.
Oh, shit.
The word stirred something in Booker. Years ago, before the fame and the titles.
This definitely seems like it's going to be more than 400 words.
He'd been part of a group called the Alphabet Warriors.
Okay.
A street crew that protected their neighborhood from gangs. Their motto? Every letter counts.
Okay.
But not everyone had stayed true to the cause. The leader, a cunning but ruthless figure named Cyrus.
Really? It made him Cyrus.
Betrayed them for power, leaving Booker and the rest to fend for themselves.
Hmm.
Goldie, Booker said, his voice low. This is about the past. Cyrus is back.
Oh, shit.
Later that night, the arena's lights dimmed. A voice echoed through the speakers. Booker T, can you dig it? It was Cyrus. He appeared on the Titantron, surrounded by shadowy figures wearing jackets embroidered with letters. The Alphabet Warriors are no more, but I still remember how you abandoned the cause. It's time to pay the price. The screen cut to static, and suddenly the ring was surrounded by men in lettered jackets. They moved like a swarm, each bearing a weapon, a bat, a chain, a steel chair. But Booker wasn't alone. Goldust appeared with a golden pipe, followed by a motley crew of wrestlers. Rey Mysterio, representing R.
Wow.
Kofi Kingston, K. And even Kevin Nash, N.
Why wasn't Rey Mysterio R or M then?
I don't know. Yeah, whatever. The battle that followed was chaos, a symphony of slams, splashes, and suplexes. Booker confronted Cyrus in the center of the ring, finishing him with a thunderous bookend.
Mm.
As the dust settled, Booker stood tall. He picked up a discarded lettered jacket, slinging it over his shoulder. Every letter counts, he said. And I just crossed you out.
Was that the whole story?
Yeah.
That was probably 400 words then.
Yeah, I don't like
it. That was good.
I don't like it.
This actually, this time, we definitely came up with better stories.
We were better. I think yours is. Mine's better than ChatGPT's, but yours is head and shoulders above both of ours.
Well, I appreciate that. Yours was very good, too.
Yeah, it's all right. I like that they wrestled 21 times.
Yeah, that was insane. I can't even imagine. I mean, so that took 21 weeks then, or did they wrestle?
There were some pay-per-views in there, so probably a little less.
Okay.
But
yeah, I guess there would be like 21.
Well, and you got it. Yeah,
like
they
10
were
10 of them or something.
Because they
Five.
Had the brand split then, I would think,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, they were just on Raw.
I think all of these things would be better than what happened in real life, which was nothing.
Which is nothing. Yeah. ChatGPT's, any of them. Alphabet Warriors.
Oh, yeah. The Alphabet Warriors are pretty sick. Every letter counts.
And I just crossed yours out. I don't know what that means.
I don't know either, but we should say it all the time now on the show.
I just crossed yours out.
Every letter counts, and I just crossed yours out. We're going to forget, man. We got to write it down in your notebook, wherever that little thing is.
They're in my book bag, but I didn't bring it.
When you
no
listen,
pens.
When you listen to this podcast.
I have four notebooks, but no pens. I'll write it down then.
You want this pen?
No.
When you listen to the podcast and you hear us talking about how you got to write it down,
then I'll
Sammy
write it
Daddy,
down.
When you're listening, please write this down so we could remember to say it. What is it again?
Sammy Daddy.
No, the show. What's the
phrase? Every letter counts. And I just crossed yours
out. Crossed yours out. What the fuck? Whoa. What
that was a burp.
That was?
I like had to force it, though, so it didn't sound right.
And I moved with it. Didn't.
It was like a high-pitched burp.
It was really something else.
Is that cactus a pen?
Yeah.
That's cool. Oh, I did not expect any of those things. I didn't expect it to be wobbly. I didn't expect the...
Oh, yeah. It is wobble, baby, wobble, wow. Baby, wobble, baby, wobble.
That song?
Yeah.
I know.
I love double, double E.
Me too. I've been watching... You watch any WWE? They've been hitting on all cylinders lately.
I have not watched it, but I have seen, you know, on YouTube.
The clips.
Yeah. I guess I wouldn't have watched the entire Penta match, but I saw some of it. I definitely didn't put that in my match count.
They did a good job.
I liked the move that he did when he was on the apron and he kind of jumped over the rope in Hurricanrana, or maybe it was like a flying head scissors. On Gable. It's crazy to see the fucking Canadian Destroyer in WWE.
Yeah, that was fun. Mexican Destroyer, they called it.
Yeah.
Because he's Mexican.
That makes sense. Yeah, if he was in the Alphabet Warriors, he would represent M.
I guess. That part was confusing.
From Yaddo.
That part was confusing to me.
Yeah. Because
Kevin Nash was N.
Yeah. Well, they didn't want to make him K because they already had K for Kofi.
I feel like there's enough wrestlers that have, like, the same letters. Like Kofi Kingston.
Yeah, I guess I could have picked someone else.
But then Rey Mysterio. But yeah, then they went Kevin Nash. Maybe he was a good guy then. I don't remember.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad he came there. You know, to the
it's good that he helped. Buck. That they beat all 26. I don't know if Cyrus has a letter. So 26 or 27 people.
Yeah.
Those five guys beat. They crossed them out.
Do you know the faction in New Japan, Just Five Guys?
Nope.
So there's a faction in New Japan called Just Five Guys. Okay, Sonata was in that group, but then he turned on them and joined the Bullet Club. So now they're called Just Four Guys.
That's cool. I like that. Well, at least they're
like their logo changed and everything. And their entrance music. Their entrance music was Just Five Guys, and then music, and now it's Just
in English.
Four, yeah, guys. Yes, in English. Taka Michinoku's on there.
Really?
Yeah.
He's still wrestling.
He's in that faction. Yeah.
He's cool.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
They have that driver named after him.
Yeah, I heard about that driver. It's deadly.
It used to be.
Indeed, it did. That's what it did.
Is Funaki there?
No. He's dead.
No, Funaki's not dead.
No, he's not dead. He's alive.
I wasn't buying that one.
He's no longer with us.
But Penta showed up. That was cool.
In the WWE.
Double E.
Netflix with WWE. Max with...
AEW.
Thank you.
I think you remember Max, but not AEW.
What was it?
Fucking,
what else? Is that it?
Yeah.
TNA, did you see TNA and WWE have a...
Yeah, I saw TNA posted on Instagram.
Deal.
That's cool.
But the only thing is, I feel like it is TNA and WWE that have the deal, but it's NXT.
Yeah, I know.
And TNA.
I know.
But that's fine with me.
It's fine, but I do think it would be a lot if
I watched
Raw.
The New Year's Evil, I think.
Oh, NXT. Yeah. I didn't watch that, but I do know of it.
I don't know who anybody is. Mm-hmm. I know some names. I know like Ethan Page and some of the people that have gone back down. One of our favorites, Stephanie Vaquer.
Mm-hmm. More Vaquer.
Give me more Vaquer. That's not how you say it, though.
No, it's Vaquer.
Vakive. Stephanie Vakive in 2025. Thank you.
Well, I like how you said thank
great.
You for hitting the button.
I saw you were going to hit the button, though, and I saw them gearing up.
No, she's cool.
To clap.
She's great.
But just NXT in general, it was really fun.
That's good.
It's kind of fun watching it.
Is it 2 hours or 1 hour?
Two.
Is it really?
I thought. Huh. It felt like two. Yeah, because they had a lot. The other thing, they had like the first three matches of the show were women.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like you never see that on anything.
Yeah, right.
And it was like I think the first match was, who was the champion? Roxy Perez?
I don't actually know.
Roxanne.
But that sounds right. Roxanne Perez is definitely a person.
And Julia.
Oh, shit,
which
nice.
And Julia won.
Nice. So she's the new champion?
New champion.
Wow.
And then there was like a six-woman tag match. And then another one.
Oh, shit.
And then the main event was a three-way in Oba Femi.
I heard of that guy.
He's cool.
I think I've heard like he's the new champion. Brian Alvarez talking about.
He's going to be cool.
Okay.
I mean, he is cool, but once he, I don't know if
he's going to be cooler.
He just seems like a big dude. Like, you believe it. Yeah, he's somebody that makes you believe.
That's cool.
And Ethan Page is there.
Yeah.
He's awesome. He's great.
Yeah, he is.
And there's other people.
I watched, let's see, I watched Wrestle Kingdom, Wrestle Dynasty.
Yeah.
You watched at least one match, right?
I watched Kenny and Kid.
That's the best match of the weekend.
Kenny Kid.
Yeah, I mean, the radio here. Takeshita's both matches from him for both nights were really good, too.
But I heard the best overall, though, sure. that it was kind of like him. The
Wrestle Kingdom was definitely not as good as Wrestle Dynasty. Yeah.
And they were blaming your boy.
Oh, Zack Sabre Jr.?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily...
I'm not blaming him.
I think it's because it's versus Shota Umino. And he's just not ready, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was an all right match.
No, that's fine. I'm not... I just kind of heard that it was...
I guess, like, the next night, you know, because Ricochet versus Zack Sabre Jr. was actually really pretty good.
I imagine it was good.
I mean, it wasn't a good match to follow Kenny Omega versus Gabe Kidd.
Ricochet seems to be figuring it out.
Yeah.
Or maybe this was his plan. I don't know, but he seems to be figuring it out.
Yeah, I feel like there's no way. No.
But the plan, like, all right, he's going with it well. I don't mind the social media stuff usually, but I don't like, I don't know.
The Andrew Tate
I don't like his social media stuff.
Yeah, I don't follow him on anything, so I don't
just see stuff sometimes.
I know, I don't know if I would necessarily agree with him.
I don't know, but like
on things like that. But
I don't know about his opinion on things.
Yeah, I mean, if you're sharing Andrew Tate
with people, is that what he's doing?
Yeah,
I think he looks like him, doesn't he? Is that the thing?
I don't know if that's why he's doing it. I don't even know what he shared. I just heard about.
I don't know anything about what he shared.
Yeah,
I meant how he like argues with people.
Yeah, I understand why that's not cool.
You're just asking for more.
I know. But, like, at the same time, if people were constantly talking shit to me online, it would definitely get on my nerves.
Yeah. But there's also, I don't know.
Like, that's why we're not in that spot. Like, with celebrities, with, like, famous people online, I don't really know what's like.
You write them letters to their house to let them know how much you don't like them. The old-fashioned one.
Right. Or you give them a phone call.
Yeah, you let them know. Find their number. Hey, you suck.
Yeah.
I don't like what you do. That movie you were in was terrible.
Yeah, I hated it and I hate you. Go to hell.
Love, Joe.
Yeah, love always. Hot Joe.
Love always. Hot Joe. But yeah, so Ricochet seems to be figuring his stuff out, though, I feel like.
Yeah.
I'm a Ricochet fan.
Yeah, I like him.
I don't know.
As a wrestler.
I have no idea about what he shared or said or whatever.
Me either. But
so I can't comment on that. But as far as wrestling,
maybe he's just stupid and doesn't know who that is. I don't know.
He seems... I have no idea about any of that. But wrestling-wise, he's fun.
Yeah.
But they're figuring it out. That's what I'll give him.
Yeah. I mean,
the Hurt Business.
The AW Hurt Syndicate. AW's been in these smaller venues, which you have constantly said you would love to see.
I
mean,
I know, like I said, I'm not the only person or the first person to say that for them.
True, but
you're so much better.
Yeah,
probably the smartest one to say it, though.
That's true.
That I'll go out on that
one. And the first.
Yeah, and the only.
Creamer.
Both. Thanks, Creamers.
Creamer.
But yeah, I think it looks better.
Yeah.
And it just makes sense to me.
Yeah. Now, here's what I think what they need to do now. Have Adam...
Big rings.
Have Cope... have Cope retire.
Okay.
Have Christian Cage retire. Have Jeff Jarrett retire. Have Chris Jericho retire. And then that's all they got to really do, and I think they'll be on the right track.
I hear that from a lot of people.
Especially Jericho.
I just talked to somebody today, and I said, you know what Jericho needs to do? Just go back to WWE. And throw another year in there.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't have to do a Chris Jericho farewell tour, but he should come back for, let's say, 6 months. And for each month, like, he should come back the first month and be Y2J. Mm-hmm. And then the month after that, come back short hair in the suit.
You know,
and then
damn
the month
well.
After that, come back with the light up jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Then give me the list for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to do fucking Lionheart or whatever, go
you
ahead.
You know but. He's going to want to do like Painmaker and stuff. Like, because he's like a mark for himself, Chris Jericho.
That's what I was talking to the guy about today. And I'm like, he's always one of my favorites. And I know you are in the same boat.
Yeah.
But like right now, I just, not a lot of stuff, like even a lot of things that people don't like or even I don't like in wrestling, I'll watch because it's part of the show or whatever. But then, like, when the learning tree thing comes on, I just, like, I don't care.
Yeah, no, yesterday when I was watching Dynamite.
Because they did the backstage.
Yeah, it was like a news thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I was watching Dynamite. My wife was on the talking to me about something. Dynamite came back on, and it was that. And then I started just paying attention to the TV and not her when she was talking. And she realized, like, oh, the show's back on. And she's like, oh, sorry. And then after Jericho was done talking, I was like, it wasn't really worth interrupting you to get to, like, hear this
the King
promo.
Of New York?
I'd rather have heard what you were saying because...
Isn't he the King of New York?
Well, he claims that, but the King of New York, I mean, have you seen the newsies? Jericho ain't the King of New York, you know what I mean?
All right, if you say so.
But, no, I don't know. I think Jericho...
Who's he fighting? Who's he mad with?
He gots to go.
Who's he fighting now?
Jericho is feuding.
He fought Cardona. Is he the champ?
Who, Jericho?
Yeah.
The Ring of Honor champ? Yeah, yeah. He's feuding with... Who the hell? I mean, he just talked about them yesterday when he was doing his little thing. Oh, yeah.
He beat Cardona.
Cope is a dope.
Oh, is he beating up
Cope? It's like a side story before the, you know, because obviously Copeland's going to move on to fight Moxley at Revolution, which I like the new logo. Did you see it?
For Revolution?
Yeah, it's not like green anymore. It's like yellow.
No, I didn't see it. I didn't notice.
Yeah.
Good one. All right, good for them.
Good for them.
Good job. Good logo.
Yeah.
Good job.
I as much as I dislike Jericho, I still feel no... I don't feel like it's nearly as bad as Hulk Hogan.
That was so funny. I thought of you. I thought of you immediately.
Yeah, my uncle did too.
And I'm like, no shit, they're bringing him out. And he came out and I'm like, oh, that's a decent reaction, whatever, I get it. And then it was just boos. And I'm like, oh, wow, they really are booing him. And I thought of you. And then they kept booing him. And I'm like, wow. And then...
He deserves it.
And then they kept booing him. And I'm like, wow. And then...
And then
he left, and they were still booing him. And then booing was trending on Twitter.
I saw that, yeah.
And, like, it just blew my mind. It became such a joke. And it just made me think, like, will Netflix be like, yeah, we don't put him back on?
I hope everybody says don't put him back out there again, and he just dies.
I mean, and don't get me wrong, you put him out somewhere else, it's not going to be the same. But it was, like, the perfect storm of booze.
Yeah. Right, which he was out there to sell booze.
Who would have thought?
The irony.
He thinks Andre the Giant would have loved those beers.
Did he really say that?
There was a clip.
He's so lame, man.
He said Andre was at the Tampa airport, and he called him, and he showed up at the Tampa airport, and they were at the bar, and he had 135 beers in 55 minutes.
Right on. I mean, I've heard that kind of story about him before.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
I've had a Hulk Hogan beer.
Yeah, that's right. Because you didn't go meet him.
No. I wasn't going that far.
Was it all right?
I just wanted to try it. It's whatever. If you like a Bud Light or a Coors Light or one of those type of deals, then you'll love it.
Right. But if you like that kind of beer, but you're also a racist.
Oh, you'll love it.
Yeah, you're going to love it.
You'll probably get a poster flag of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't. Whatever.
I'm glad Hulk Hogan
died. It was funny. Died?
Yeah.
I don't think he died.
I know. But I'm just getting ready for when he eventually does.
I think the funniest thing I saw was on... Pat McAfee's, like, his actual show.
Yeah.
They did you see any of that?
Mm-mm.
They had the one guy does really good impressions, and they said, oh, actually, some breaking news about, which I'm surprised they did this, some breaking news, somebody from last night's Raw is holding a press conference right now. It's actually Hulk Hogan. And the guy dressed up as Hulk Hogan and did a whole press conference. I was like, not flattering at all.
Pat McAfee is not worried about getting fired.
No.
Like, it's not going to happen.
No, he's fine, and they know it. And I'm sure Triple H and Michael Cole and whoever else laughed at it.
Probably.
But it was great because he's like, yeah, I can't believe they were booing Jimmy Hart like that. And I'm like, that's so funny.
Yeah, that's good. No, it's funny too because it's like Hulk Hogan he ruined his fucking legacy, man. Like, there's people who,
you almost feel bad.
The WrestleMania where he slammed Andre, WrestleMania 3, is the most viewed WrestleMania of all time. I think like 80 million people watched it on TV or something, or 30 million or something. I don't know. A whole lot of people. He was the most famous wrestler of all time.
He was probably
one of the most recognizable celebrities of all
time.
And he just couldn't stop being a piece of shit.
I think it's not so much what he did. It's so much how he is.
I think it's a combination
like after
of all
the this. Fact.
He said racist things.
I don't think the saying racist things.
That's part of
how
it.
He acted or responded after the fact is what rubs more people the wrong way.
Sure.
Like, hey, man, like you could make a mistake.
Mm-hmm. You could accidentally you can by accident say that you're a racist. So it happens to the best of us. Part of life.
Yeah.
But I know what you're saying. I agree. Because afterwards, what he did.
But then what you say like that way, too. It's like, oh, shit. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm trying to stick up for it. Like, maybe I want
to. I think you're trying to emphasize the fact.
Stick up for him, but like.
I think you're trying to emphasize that a lot of people didn't like his. You know, he could have apologized and he could have actually tried to make, like, you know, change and be different. But he didn't. He instead apologized.
Well, he just gave like a sorry I got caught.
Yes. Guys, if make sure no one's recording
Stop
you.
Stop it.
When you say the N-word.
Brother. Dude, let me tell you something, dude. Yeah. Don't let people record you when you're saying racial slurs.
No.
You do that in the privacy of your own home.
That's right.
Brother.
Brother.
After you say your prayers.
Mm-hmm. And after you bang your daughter's friend.
I think the other thing is, oh, did he?
Yeah.
The other 19. Thing is, Hulk. I believe, I mean, that, yeah, I
he was
totally
still, he was still
that.
Married to Linda.
I totally believe all this.
Mm-hmm.
Linda probably banged her, too.
she married her son's friend.
The one that he killed?
No.
Oh, that's the other thing.
He didn't kill him. He's alive.
There's the other one. He killed the one friend.
No, he's a vegetable.
No, I think he killed him, didn't he?
I'm pretty sure he's alive.
Oh. There's that phone
He's just
call.
Like, he's really screwed up. Yeah, where he was like.
Where he's like, I don't know what he did, but he deserved it.
Yeah, God punished. Like, God's punishing him.
We'll get you out of there. We'll get you back on the TV
show. Right, this
show.
Is what I'm saying. He's a piece of shit human.
That's what I think gets people more than like specifically. It's like all of it.
Right.
If it was like a really good guy and he made a mistake and didn't realize what he was doing, okay.
Right. We saw him at the RNC. Like, we know he's a racist.
And you lie and you lie. Like, you're lying about things that don't matter.
Right.
Nobody thinks you're going to be in Metallica. Stop it.
Yeah, right.
Or what was it? I just saw another one. And it's, he was talking about, oh, I was filming Suburban Commando and we needed a big guy. And I knew this guy, Mark. Callaway, and I got him in there, and then I said, we got to hook you up with Vince, brother. And I was in the room, and they named him The Undertaker. And then they're like, Suburban Commando came out in 1990.
Yeah.
Okay, so then they show clips of Bruce Pritchard and The Undertaker talking about it. He goes, yeah, so I worked with Vince, and, you know, I debuted, and then whatever. And they're like, he debuted in 1980, like a year before the movie came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they threw him in the movie, or something like that.
Right, right.
Or it was like... It's just like, why?
Right. Especially because people are going to know about this. It's not like...
It's not that hard to figure out.
Right.
If you want to do the Metallica thing, go ahead. Because I don't... I mean, maybe Metallica's commented on it.
No, they have.
And they said no.
They said no. Yeah.
They said who?
They said
Hope. Terry?
Oh, yeah. He was the best bassist.
Back up, Terry.
They were like, bassist? No, he was saying he was a racist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now his story makes sense.
Nah, he was saying he was a racist for Metallica.
Remind me, note to self, make backup Terry memes with Hulk Hogan in it. Terry, back up, Terry, back up. Put it in reverse, Terry. You never seen that?
No.
There's a guy in a wheelchair, like a motorized wheelchair, lighting fireworks in the street. And they're like helping him. And they light the firework and they go, all right, back up, Terry. And like his wheelchair like dies.
Oh, no.
And there's these fireworks going off. Terry's fine.
Okay.
Back up, Terry. Put it in reverse. Put it in reverse. You never seen that?
Uh-uh.
I'll show you that at the end.
All right.
After the show.
Sounds funny.
Oh, it's...
I mean, because he's
I'm
okay.
I'm building it up. I think so. Who cares? No, Terry's fine. Okay. He's already in a wheelchair. What's the worst that could happen?
He could die.
Gets in a car with Nick Hogan.
I don't even want to push any of these buttons. That was mean.
That was... Isn't that his name, Nick?
Nick, yeah, his son. Yeah.
We talked a lot about Hulk Hogan today.
Well, he's
that was funny.
He's a
that
hot
was still
top.
Funny though.
Topic, not hot top. Like a bottom.
He's a top.
I doubt it. Yeah, he is.
I would say
he likes to flex.
Brutus the barber was the bottom. Brutus the bottom beefcake.
Brutus the bottom beefcake. I love it.
Hey, note to self. Brutus the bottom. Beefcake t-shirts.
That would be great. I'd buy one of those motherfuckers.
With the scissors. With the big shears.
Yeah.
What else happened on wrestling? Nothing.
That's it. That's all. New year.
It was just wild. New Japan came out strong with their stuff. I know I said there was New Japan strong.
I know. I was thinking that too when you said it. They already had another show
after
that.
They had their big shows.
Yeah, then they had Battle in the Valley.
Battle in the Valley.
New Beginnings coming up soon.
Raw. makes the jump to Netflix and is very successful. Mm-hmm. AEW seems to be, this was one of my predictions, if you remember. They're getting back on the right track, I think, for the most part.
Yeah.
You still have your, oh, that's what you were talking about, all the jump, old guys.
You could take some minute to get on the right track.
I'd be fine with Jeff Jarrett doing his last hurrah. Give him a pay-per-view main event. I'm fine with it. There's not just four pay-per-views anymore, so it's not a big deal.
Right.
Give him a pay-per-view main event.
And then,
I don't know. It'd be cool if he went back to Impact, but I don't think that's going to be happening.
No.
If his last deal is signed with AEW.
Yeah. His last deal cool is a wrestler anyway.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he's going to do something. He's got to do backstage stuff. Well, he was doing backstage stuff in WWE, right? Mm-hmm. Wasn't he producing or whatever?
Yeah, he was. And I think he does producing stuff in AEW too.
Yeah, they don't listen
to him. I'm sure he'll still work there.
Oh, he should. He Jeff Jarrett ain't going to have no trouble finding a job somewhere.
No.
So who else was the old guys you didn't like?
Well, I mean,
I
think the one that I dislike the least is probably Christian Cage.
He's doing some of his best stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't been lately, but he has in the last few years.
Iteration.
He just returned, I think. I don't know.
Well, he took out Taz.
I guess I haven't really been watching AEW, yeah.
He took out Taz, and then that's why Hook and him fought.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hook won.
And then
because Samoa Joe showed up.
Oh, yeah, Joe returned, yeah. The other hot Joe.
Yeah, boy, is he. Where was he? Was he filming Twisted Metal 2? Season 2?
He was doing something, but I don't remember what. I mean, it must have been that. I know he was filming something. I heard Meltzer talking about it. I think maybe it was Twisted Metal 2.
No, so you get the Joe and Hook. What are they going to call that?
Hook Joe.
Samoa Hook.
Hmm.
But even Hook, I don't know. Even like Hook, I'm kind of like, I like Hook. But he hasn't had like anything going on that I'm
into. No,
like,
I know. He's not hot anymore.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
But I don't know what else. I can't be like, they should have done this instead.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe he should go to WWE.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think he should go to NXT.
He could be a good NXT guy, yeah. I mean,
he needs to learn.
I don't know if, I feel like Taz might hate WWE, and he might be like poisoning his, like not poisoning his son about it, but I feel like, you know, if my dad
tell
was
him
like,
to stay away.
Son, I hate that place over there.
You don't want to go over there.
Yeah.
You see that orange?
Yeah. I was a member of the Alphabet Warriors, and they put an extra Z at the end of my name. I hated it.
I was supposed to be T, but he was Z because he had the extra Z.
Yeah, they gave him that other Z. He hated it.
Oh, he did. I don't know.
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Taz, I feel like if you asked him about it, he'd be like, I just don't look back. It's always about, I'm not worried about that.
Because sometimes I think, like, if AEW went out of business...
Mm-hmm. Who would go where kind of thing.
Yeah, and I feel like Kenny Omega would probably go back to New Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool with me, because that's what I would do. That would just become my promotion, the only one I watch. And then the Young Bucks, I don't know. I feel like a lot of the people who have issues with CM Punk would probably not go to WWE.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't want to go to work at a new place where there's a person that I already know hates me.
Yeah, you're not friends. Yeah. And he's... well-received in WWE.
So the people are
or
like,
wherever.
Nick fucking sucks, bro. Guy sucks.
I don't know. I think...
He's a prick.
The fact that CM Punk went back at all, or you can pick a ton of other people in the past that, like, they can make money, they would take the Bucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
And they could.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
But then, like, where's Orange Cassidy going to go?
Probably, I don't know. I mean,
it's not a shot at him.
Sure. I don't know.
But that's like a very specific character.
I mean, there would probably be some kind of like an indie resurgence where like the guys who don't and like.
Oh, definitely.
And so maybe like, I don't know, GCW.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you, I don't really like GCW.
It's all right.
I watch it and I'm like,
they're fine.
This is not like
nothing against them.
I feel like you think of them as like a current day ECW, but then when you watch them, they're just like not that. You know, they're like pretty. I don't know.
Boring.
They're okay.
I don't know.
I want to like them.
I see more like clips and look who showed up.
Yeah,
because they're probably your top indie.
I would think they're the biggest indie in the country.
Like PWG.
Yes, and Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor, and that's it.
Wasn't there another promotion? Full Impact Pro, remember that?
Nope.
I wonder what ever happened to those blokes. FIP.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what that is.
It was a promotion. I don't know. I think it was a West Coast promotion. CZW.
CZW.
That's
Chikara.
Yeah, Chikara. Which rest in peace, Chikara.
What else was there?
I've been thinking about getting into.
There was other ones I got into, but it was because of who I followed. So I don't know if they were actually big indies or.
Yeah, because like last year, and just in January after I watched Wrestle Kingdom, I was like, I want to follow New Japan throughout the year. And not just watch Wrestle Kingdom every year.
Right.
And so I did that. And then this year I'm like, maybe I should add another promotion, you know? And so I was like, should I do another Japanese promotion? I wanted to do Stardom, but they have a Stardom World app like New Japan.
Okay.
But that's the thing. It's not an app. It's a streaming service, but it's only on the browser.
Like a computer?
Yeah. Got to go on a computer for that shit.
Stop it. 2025. Year of our Lord, get with it.
God damn it. And then, so then I was like, okay, well, what about, there's an app called, hold on, let's see what it's called. It's the people who, because, you know, DDT, and.
I'm familiar, I haven't, like, really watched.
There's DDT, and then Pro Wrestling Noah are owned by the same company.
Okay.
And there's a streaming service for those two promotions called Wrestle Universe. So I'm like, all right, well, what are the biggest events of these promotions, you know? So I Google, like, what's the biggest event in pro wrestling Noah, and it's called New Year's Day or the New Year or something, and it's on New Year's Day. I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's cool. What's the biggest event in DDT? If you had to guess what it was called, what would you call it?
New Year's Eve.
No.
New Year's Day.
It's called Wrestle Peter Pan.
Really?
Yeah.
Wrestle Peter Pan?
Yeah.
It's funny because that's what we were going to change the name of the show to, but... What are you going to do?
Yeah.
We're going with Wrestle Cream.
Yeah.
Well, we already have the Peters.
What's up, Peters?
Peters.
Oh, man. So what's your match count
for 2025? My little panties. You want to know my match count for? I have to look it up.
2025, the year of our Lord? Well, I'll go first while you.
No.
You want to go first?
I will go first. I want to go first for this new year.
You know, and your first match of the year was Hangman versus Orange Cassidy 2?
I don't know. Is that the second time they fought?
Well, as well. I
know.
Yes,
the first match I watched of this year was that opener of AEW Dynamite on New Year's Day.
Okay.
Hangman versus Orange Cassidy. My count so far is 34 matches.
Nice.
I hope you have 33. My count's 34. 3-4.
My match count is 54.
Damn.
Yes.
It's because you watch all that New Japan stuff.
Yes.
They have 12 matches on a show.
Yeah.
I wanted to watch more, but I made sure to watch that one.
But I also watched some DDT and Noah on that, because there's a free trial.
Oh, they have all those quick matches over there.
Well, that's just, I've just put it on and
have it on the back. Just have it on all day, yeah.
So that's why I was able to get 20 more than you. That's the only reason, because I've added two promotions, so I probably watched 10 Noah matches and 10 DDT matches.
Now I get it. Yeah. I've been watching. Well, that's.
I also watched the first Double or Nothing again.
I thought about this, and I'm like, "Well, I'm watching Raw, and there's fucking four matches."
Yes.
And you're watching a New Japan show, and obviously, like the New Japan show is 8 hours long. I feel like.
yeah.
But you're watching a New Japan show that has 11 matches.
Yes.
And if you watch the fucking pre-show, it's 13, which is great. I'm not mad.
No.
But I'm just. I will say I did watch that Raw because it was on the 6th, so the first Raw that they had all year. And once it was over and I was double-checking my count, I'm like, you motherfuckers only did four. Like, you're fucking me over so hard.
That is really nuts. 3 hour show?
I think it was about three.
Wow. 3 hours and only four matches.
I wanted to ask you what you thought about this one. Oh, there was something else we were supposed to talk about on here. Oh, I had questions about Kenny and Kid.
Oh, yeah.
But they said Penta's segment went over.
Yeah, I heard about that.
But the show was 2.5 hours.
I know.
So I understand the idea of still...
I heard...
We want to stick with what we have planned for that week.
Right.
And if that's 15 minutes, it needs to be 15 minutes. Or else everybody's just going to go over every time.
I heard that... I don't remember if it was from what culture or what, that, you know, they were... You know, we've talked to the people we know.
Nobody was mad or anything.
And everybody's basically just like, yeah, like, we get it. This is his big moment for him, and his family was there.
Happy to be there, like, genuinely happy.
No one was, like, upset. Like, they...
Yeah, I just thought it was strange to me. It was like, well, you... We expected a half hour more.
Yeah.
So I thought that was strange.
Yeah.
That you can go. And they said it. They're like, the show could be 40 minutes. The show could be 4 hours. We can do what we want now.
Yeah.
But I think they're still on regular TV in some countries.
Raw?
I think so.
I don't know.
In like India or something. Okay. I think they're on regular TV, so they would still have to. I don't know, like the rules, and I don't. Do they always do the top of the hour in other countries and stuff like that?
I think AEW recently became in Canada. Mm-hmm. They're on the USA Network.
That's funny.
Isn't it weird? Isn't it weird that Canada even has that?
Yeah, that is strange. You'd think they'd have a CAN network.
Yeah, Canada.
Oh, duh. Canada, duh. Network. Thank you.
I am the cream, yeah.
What was I? Oh, the Kenny and Gabe Kidd thing.
Yeah.
Was it expected that Kenny would be booed?
No.
Okay.
No way.
Because I was watching it and I'm like, I get what's happening, mm-hmm. and Gabe Kidd had the New Japan on his shorts, and he was the Seth Rollins.
Yeah,
I've been the promotion. Here. You're CM Punk coming back for the glory.
Yeah, for sure. It's a good way to look at it.
Well, I have to because I have to relate it to WWE, or else I won't understand.
I love double double E.
Thank you. But no, I was just caught off guard, but I didn't watch enough of. I saw when Kenny came back, I think we talked about
it. Yeah.
And he said he would wrestle, and then I think Kidd attacked him that night.
Yes.
So I think we talked about that. I didn't see any other build up to it.
It was
But I just didn't know what was said.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I went into it assuming, all right, well, Kid's
the heel.
Cocky, evil Bullet Club guy.
Yeah.
And Kenny's the returning hero, not just coming back to New Japan, but coming back to wrestling from his life-threatening illness where he had feet of intestine removed from his body surgically.
Yeah, or intestine, if Don Callis is saying it.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he keeps saying, his intestine.
I like it. Don's doing all right.
Yeah, he's good. But yeah, no, I know. And then the crowd was booing. No,
I get it.
And Kenny did a good job.
But then they tweaked it enough.
Yeah. Like when he fucking kicked that young boy.
With the ice?
Yeah.
He wanted the ice? Yeah. He did it perfectly. Yeah.
And then I guess because then.
That's why I questioned
it. Then he yelled in Japanese.
Hurry up.
Yeah. Like
you didn't go fast enough or something. Yeah.
And like. Yeah, no, I know. Here's the thing. If he pivoted to do that, then that young boy definitely did not know that Kenny Omega was going to kick him. So that's sweet. Like, it's so cool.
I'm not saying it was the perfect match.
No.
I can't remember every aspect of it. It was really, really good. I really enjoyed it. The only thing I didn't like is, and I get it, and I guess maybe that had to be tweaked too, is the, who's the guys with Gabe Kidd?
Oh,
the
War Dogs? Clark Connors.
Is that them?
Well, they're like, fucking David Finlay.
Yeah.
Those two guys, which are Clark Connors and Drilla Maloney.
That's the guys that were ringside?
They're the junior tag champions. I don't know if they currently are, but they usually are.
Well, I wish they weren't there for that match.
Really?
Yeah.
I liked it.
I didn't think they had it.
It made me kind of want the Young Bucks to come out because they were there. And they used to do this for him.
That could have been a thing. Yeah.
But then they're like against him. So. But, like, that's why I liked it. I also liked all the shit talking they were doing.
I felt like it was taken away from it for me.
I liked when you were like, you fucking bitch! You just hear, like, someone yelling this in the background. Like, holy shit. Yeah, I like those guys, though. They're a good tag team. I think they were the best tag team of the year last year.
I just felt my perspective of what that match was supposed to be about.
Yeah.
And, like, they didn't add anything.
No, they didn't.
I think it was the one time when they put Kenny through a table or something. Not the first table spot, but the other one on the side of the ring. Not outside the barricade. I think they put him through a table.
Oh, that was after that
and
one.
Then they were, yeah, it was after that one.
Yeah.
And they were like, and they were like getting in the camera and stuff. And I'm like, get out of my way.
I liked it because it did. It reminded, like I said, it made me think of when the Young Bucks used to be out there with Kenny. But like these guys are just like total shit.
And that was something I followed. So it made more sense. So I don't get it.
These guys were like total pricks.
All right. No, you sold. All right. I stand corrected on that. I still was surprised by the booing thing, like I said, caught me off guard.
But I love that Kenny.
But it worked.
Did you see his like post-match?
No.
The scrum. He was just like talking about how I was about to say I'll play it in the fucking Bluetooth, but then I remember New Japan would definitely strike this.
But he
was just like talking about how he didn't expect to be booed and how he's disappointed, but then like that disappointment turned into rage.
Yeah.
And it was really good. It was really good.
I thought he might lose.
He was like saying that he felt betrayed by the audience for doing that. And
that's cool.
Kenny's great.
He is. He's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, breaking news. Kenny Omega's all right at wrestling, I guess. Yep.
No, yeah, he's
but my... Yeah, no, he's cool.
Yeah.
And he's back.
Yeah, he is.
He wrestled on Dynamite this week against...
Brian Cage?
My personal friend, Cage.
Yeah, it was a good match.
I guess I just...
It was a good TV match.
I don't know who's with who, and I get confused. I thought they were with Jake the Snake.
Who?
But they got traded.
Oh.
Archer and Cage were
with
Jake the
Snake. Well, I don't
think
they were together when he was with Jake the Snake.
But then they trade to Don Callis, and then Jake the Snake got...
The Faction, Toro,
Black Taurus. What's his name?
The Beast Mortos.
Yeah.
The Beast Mortos, Rouge... And I don't remember who else, but yeah, the La Faction and Gobernable.
There were Jake the Snake.
Yes.
That's confusing.
But I haven't even seen them. Well, again, though, I haven't watched Dynamite since
I don't
October.
Watch Collision.
Yeah, I mean, I've started to. That's
I'll
another
see,
thing.
I'll see the clips and stuff, but...
Yeah, that's another reason that I had
I forget
a
it's
higher
on.
Match count than you, because I watched
more
two
wrestling.
Collisions.
You probably watch more wrestling than me.
Oh, that makes sense. But I watched two Collisions and... The two fucking long New Japan shows.
I watch WWE and they don't wrestle.
No, yeah, they emphasize the E in that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the first W.
In the world, yeah, that's true.
We.
They've got Penta there now.
We are the world.
Penta.
The second best luchador ever.
Yeah, I know that's what they said, but I think...
originally they
I
said
was
the
listening
best,
to
though.
Busted Open talk about it, and... What's his fucking name? Bully Ray was talking about, you know, oh, you know who Penta reminds me of? It, two wrestlers combined. And then, you know, Dave LaGreca was like, Rey Mysterio and I don't remember who he said.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking maybe he was going to say Kane, and then he said it's two luchadors. And I was like, oh, obviously, you
LaPerca?
Probably. Yes. That's, and that was what
I
he
saw
was.
Somebody post on social media. I don't remember.
I think it's his charisma.
But they were like, oh, Penta's homage to LaParca. And I'm like, that's not.
Right. What? But what was the
it was literally just a picture of LaParca and then Penta.
Oh.
Because they kind of both look like skeletons.
He just starts. Well, yeah, that was what I was going to say because
like
of the paint. Is that what they were saying?
It was the whole outfit.
Yeah.
And I thought, I don't think it has anything to do with him.
Uh-uh. I don't think so either.
But LaParca's cool, whatever.
Yeah.
I always liked LaParca.
Pentagon... The you know Pentagon Senior was the evil version of Octagon.
Yeah, isn't that what he wore?
And like he wore like a
black
martial
and
arts
white and the martial arts
yeah.
thingy. So
it's just a
play funny
on that.
To see how things yeah. like because now there's people that are like, oh, that's really cool.
Yeah,
he liked LaParca.
Right, these gringos.
No, they don't get me started.
I won't.
I want Phoenix to come and show up now though, but that's like a year away.
I mean, for God's sakes, I came.
That's what you want? That was Ray Phoenix.
That's what I want.
No, I know. I think AEW should just let him go. Free Phoenix.
You know he's going to go there.
Yeah. I know, but so, I was actually like, the things I liked about Phoenix not being there, though, was that Penta got to be Penta and do the arm stuff. And he got to be like,
yeah, he got to do
instead
his
of
thing.
Being a tag. Because I don't really like the Lucha Bros. I like them as a tag team. They're a good, interesting and entertaining tag team.
They should be more.
I just
of,
like Penta when he's his character of like this evil guy.
Let's do it like the Usos are now.
Mm-hmm.
Where like they're not a tag team, but they're.
Yeah,
they're cool. They're friends again.
That'd be fine. Yeah,
but they're singles wrestlers.
Right,
they're
right.
brothers.
Yeah, I want to rewatch Lucha Underground. I like you
we
have
should,
it on Apple,
we'll
right?
Do it. I bought them all on Apple.
Nice,
because that's the only way I know how to own it.
Yeah, no, I look up.
You know what I'm going to do? Note to self.
I know what you're going to do. Can I guess?
You got it.
You're going to record it on VHS.
I'm going to put all the Lucha Underground on VHS yeah. tapes.
And then,
I needed the thing, and now I know what the thing is.
Well, okay. So then we got. Have you ever seen like?
I'll sell them to you.
You could find
not you.
You can find compilations of like '90s. Television commercials and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Have you ever
I've
watched
seen
them?
Those on YouTube?
There's like,
and stuff.
Yeah, like there's like two hour long ones.
There's like Halloween stuff. Commercials.
Yeah.
From
so you should just like you know screen record all those and then edit them into the Lucha Underground VHS tapes so that it gets.
They used to have like the regular commercials were nothing special. There'd always be like a Modelo.
Yeah, yeah.
But the El Rey commercials were always really fun because
really?
It would be like
the network
the. Five finger heart punch of doom Monday
cool.
marathon kung fu
cool.
explosion.
Yeah, that sounds like something Robert Rodriguez was do because he owned
all,
it.
Well, it was all not cult. Like grind. It was like
yeah, grind,
karate.
Yeah, and grind.
There'd
grind
be like
house.
Karate movie day.
Yeah.
Grindhouse action movie day. Grindhouse. What do you call it? Like mystery noir, whatever day. It was a cool. It's a cool. Is it still a channel?
No.
Well, it was.
Yeah.
When it was, it was.
It was cool. Like what, like a Latin American free version.
They used to, at least on. It might be on Roku, like the Roku free channels I get.
Yeah.
There's a El Rey channel.
That's cool. Did they have Lucha Underground on there?
They did. Uh-huh. I haven't seen it recently, but it used to be on like every morning for a couple hours, and then on the weekend it would be like 7 till noon.
I wish, because I remember when Netflix had.
They Lucha had the first yeah. three seasons, I think.
Yeah, that was when I watched.
Or two. They definitely had two. Yeah.
That was when that was.
I like, just wish they had DVDs.
That was the good old days when you could watch wrestling on Netflix.
You know.
Now you can't do that.
That was entertainment.
Yeah, it was. No, that's one of my favorite promotions of all time.
Lucha?
Even though I didn't finish it, yes.
That's probably my favorite.
I didn't watch the final season.
I think it's my favorite just because of...
The uniqueness of it?
We talked about it. Just purely as like entertainment, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
As wrestling entertainment, it was wonderful. But then also personally, it made me care more about... Like, I used to watch wrestling. I've always watched wrestling.
Yeah.
But I would watch wrestling just because I watched wrestling. Like, it got to that point where it's like, all right, well, Raw's on, I'll watch it. SmackDown's on, I'll watch it. Oh, Impact, I can record that now. Cool, I'll watch that. And I would read about it, and I'd still be into it, but it was just like, I was into it because that was the thing I was into.
Yeah.
Where then when Lucha Underground came back, it, like, reignited that fire of, like, oh, this is why I like wrestling.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah.
And then that made me realize, like, wait, the independents, like, all these guys are wrestling on, like, the independents.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. There's like 50 independents that run around here. Oh, wait, I can travel. There's a convention in Las Vegas for Lucha wrestlers.
Yeah.
Or luchadors. Let's go there. So like.
What was it? Masked Republic?
Made me do stuff. It was Masked Republic's
nice.
Expo Lucha. They did. I went to the first two.
I'd love to go to
I
that.
I think they did three.
Okay.
But I don't know if it ever caught on like they hoped.
That sucks.
The Vegas one definitely did not. And like we spoke to.
Which that's people. In the Southwest. So that you'd think.
I think they thought Vegas a destination, but there's also so much going on that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It definitely was not what they thought. And like I said, we know that from like I spoke to guys that like from Master Republic that put it on.
Oh.
And then they did it in San Diego. And I think that did a little bit better because there's more Mexican culture like ingrained in that community where Vegas is just everything.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then they did one in Philly. I think it's
really?
What is that, the 2300 arena?
Oh, whatever it is. Yeah.
I think they did one there, so they kind of put they threw like Sabu in there or something like that.
Okay.
And then I think that was supposed to happen. Then it was 2020, so then they didn't do it till 21 or 22, and then we just weren't able to go. But we did the first two, and we made a lot of friends, and a lot of them from
Lucha Underground. Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that we met at the first one. When we saw them at the second one, they were like happy to see us. And I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they were like, can I have your autograph?
And we said no.
Yeah, $50.
Dinero, por favor.
Nice pile direct to the face.
I hit the wrong button.
No, it worked.
I hit the wrong button again.
Both of those were Mexican.
Well, yeah. Well, Nacho Libre.
He's Mexican.
Yeah, that's true. He's half Mexican, half Swedish.
I haven't
seen a movie in a little while.
Oh, it's a movie? I know Nacho Libre.
It's a great film.
It's been a long time.
It should have won every Oscar that year.
It did, didn't it?
No.
I don't watch the Oscars.
That was robbed.
Robbed won all the Oscars?
Yeah.
What movie? Who's in that? Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
I think he liked wrestling.
I feel like I've seen him in the audience. I feel like
that's what I'm thinking too.
One of those times where they show.
I wonder if he ever did
Macaulay Culkin.
Or whatever. Big time over in WWE.
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin. Is that Macaulay Culkin talking?
That was Macaulay Culkin talking. That was in Home Alone 5.
My family disappeared.
Dude, you know that fucking meme page that we follow?
I don't follow it anymore.
They're fucking crazy.
Yeah, I don't even want to say their name again. Sorry if you listened to us and followed that.
No,
page.
Don't apologize, dude. They're terrible.
No,
it's like an incel wrestling
the
fan.
Should be able to trust our.
Let's see. What is it called?
They should be wrestling memes. I don't remember. The Creamers should be able to trust us.
No, for sure.
If we say like, oh, this is funny, go follow this.
That's why we have to do the opposite and tell them don't.
We
follow
betrayed
this
their trust.
Dang, dude.
What is it? Best wrestling memes?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Don't
best.
Follow them, and if you do, just unfollow
best
it.
Best wrestling
weird.
Memes.
It's weird.
We followed them because of one funny meme. Okay?
Yeah, and we did a little
And I thought it was ironically
it.
Funny, but it turns out that these guys are just dumb. Like, Listen to this.
They're weird, man.
They're like, a lot of the stuff is like disrespectful to women. And well, I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Listen, I don't know if this is controversial, but if you say something that's disrespectful to women or whoever, like, you can do it funny. Like, you can be funny.
Sure, you can, people can, because if you're doing it ironically.
Yeah, you can make a joke that's disrespectful to us or whoever, or wrestling, or whatever you want to say. You can make a funny joke if you do it the right way. But their stuff is just mean-spirited.
No, for sure.
Not okay. Proving a point.
There's a video, there's like a gif of Chris Benoit crying after he won the world title.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, retired, I can't even say this word, dude. I'm just going to, this is the meme. I didn't make the thing.
No, you're
it says,
say
retired
it.
Whores. When oh, they finally find a simp who will accept their past.
There you go.
Is there there's no boo. We don't have a boo. I mean, yeah, sure. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get one of the Hulk Hogan boos. I'm going to use those.
Well, let me tell you something, brother.
But it's like, Jesus Christ. And how, and then there's like, I'm
just not.
Let's see what the comments are. There's probably a bunch funny. Of other incels. God forbid people with questionable sexual. Okay, that one, actually, this guy's good. I'm going to give him a like. I'm going to give that guy a like. They call me Chuang. You're a good man. He says, God forbid people with questionable sexual pasts find love. Okay, well, I don't know if you should say questionable sexual pasts. I mean, people could bang who they want. It's 2025.
Well, I think it's, I get what he's saying, though, that it's the past of being a retired whore, implying that they were a whore for money, not just sleeping. They're not saying it in the sense of like she slept around. They're saying like her occupation was, you know.
Man, this sounds bitter as hell. Actually, everybody on here is pretty good. Well, rest in peace, Benoit. That's not good.
Jesus. I feel like that's like a somebody trying to...
Don't follow best wrestling memes. They're garbage. No,
it's not that good.
They're
not funny.
The like 13-year-old boys who run the page, they're not funny boys.
We should have... That's on us.
That is should've, on us. We told you about them before.
Should have done a little more research.
Yeah, well, I
feel like it went off the rails, though.
It did. It was normal.
Because we did kind of flip through it, and it was like, hey, don't do that.
Right.
That is a bunch of kids. We should have figured that out sooner.
Right. No, I know. But we're dumb.
Yeah. Not a proud moment.
Not a but proud that, moment
you gotta, at all. You got to own your mistakes. You got to learn from them.
Yeah. Which we've done. We've changed the name of the goddamn show.
Russell Cream.
Well, that's all the time we've got for tonight, Creamers. Why don't you comment below?
Yep.
Tell your friends that Room for Cream is no more. And then we've changed our name. And you can see the name right there, right above my head, right above Sammy Daddy's head.
I don't even have to point. That thing points.
Yeah, he's got a thing that points.
Hello.
Oh, the finger. It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Oh, don't even get me started on those sons of bitches.
But we are doing the goodbye. So
I know that. Well, good thing you did it.
But anyways, comment below. Tell us what did you think of our fucking thing?
What do you want to see?
What do you
want
to see?
What do you want from
us? Sammy Daddy, say it again.
What do you want? Fucking see.
Damn it.
That didn't work. What do you want to see? Because we fucking missed it. I don't.
Try it one more time.
What do you want to f***ing see? Because we're f***ing trying our best to make you happy in my butt. Thank you. No, for real, though. Fucking New Day got me worked up. I forgot about them.
The pricks. What they've done to Big E was no good. It's the worst. It's one of the worst things anybody's ever done to Big E.
It's probably second at best. But
Diddy.
Yeah.
Remember what Diddy did?
Did he?
No, I don't know what Diddy did to Biggie.
Diddy.
I'm going to remove this part.
Did he do it? The diddler? Diddle, 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 do.
We love you.
And we wish you
the best.
Real piece of shit. I don't know if you know that or not. Shit.